Romans 5, 15 to 17. Reigning in life, we win. Story. In most movies and novels, the good guys win. People follow the story rooting for the good guys, but sometimes feeling oppressed by the diabolical plans and malicious plots of the bad guys. In real life, we want to be winners. We want to have the strength and wisdom to triumph and to be victorious in our lives. In this passage, Paul declares that this can happen for us. We can reign in life through the abundance of grace that is available for us in Christ. That means that we can win. Jesus has already won the victory for us on the cross. Now he lives in us and gives us the power to walk in victory through his indwelling life. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you again for your love and grace given to us in Christ. We open our hearts and our minds to you today to hear you speak and to receive the life of Jesus through your word. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's begin by reading verses 15 and 16. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many? Verse 16. Again, the gift is not like the result of one man's sin. The judgment that followed one sin brought condemnation, but the gift that followed many trespasses brought justification. The first meditation questions for verses 15 and 16 are, what is the gift that came to us through Jesus by grace? And how does the grace of God abound to many people? In these verses, Paul develops further his assertion that sin entered the world through one man and death through sin. Death reigned over human beings as king because of sin. Death came to mankind through one man who committed one offense. Through that original sin of one man, death and judgment fell upon all people so that they were ruled by sin. In verses 15 and 16, Paul explains that through the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, we are set free from sin, death, and condemnation. The gift of grace Paul spoke of in verse 15 is justification. Adam's sin brought condemnation to the entire human race. The gift of grace made many people righteous before God through the grace of the cross. Paul was clear about the depth and destruction of our sin, but his point is to emphasize the greatness and the power of the grace of God through Christ. Sin and death came through Adam, but Paul almost shouts, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many? Paul uses this expression, how much more? How much more? Four times in Romans chapter 5 to strongly emphasize the greatness and overwhelming power of the grace of God to deal with the problem of our sin. Romans 5 verses 9 to 10, and I'll read these verses. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. Again, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Romans 5:15. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if many died by the trespass or the sins of one man, how much more? How much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many? That's three times. Now in verse 17, one more time. For if the trespass or the sins of one man, through them, death reigned through that one man, how much more? This is the fourth time. How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ? The grace of God abounds to many because it is so much greater than our sin. When John Newton saw the greatness of God's infinite grace, he wrote the song Amazing Grace. He was a terrible sinner who had done horrible things, but the grace of God abounded to him. He was overwhelmed when he understood the grace God had given him and wrote this song that is sung around the world. God pours out an abundance of grace to sinners, to people who have failed, and to people who are broken. God's grace is greater than all of our sin. However much we have failed, the message of the gospel shouts, how much more is the abundance of God's grace available to you? Let's read verse 17. For if by the trespasses of one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Here's the meditation question. How can we reign in life through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness? How can we reign in life through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness? Romans 5:17 is a pivotal verse contrasting the universal devastation caused by Adam's single sin with the superabundant grace and the life available to us through Jesus Christ. Human beings were ruled by death because of Adam's sin. After making this point very clear, Paul makes the statement that gives us great hope. How much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? We have been set free from the penalty of our sins through the grace of the cross. Paul is saying here that we can also be set free from the power of the sin nature through the abundant grace of Jesus. We are no longer under the reign or rule of sin and death. We can reign in life through the grace of Jesus. He makes us victorious over the sin nature. In Christ, we win. To reign in life means that we have dominion and authority over circumstances and other forces that ruled us through the sin nature. Jesus governs us. If Jesus governs us, we will not be ruled by other things. We receive God's abundant grace and the gift of righteousness through faith in Jesus, which gives us victory over adversity, pain, and sin. How can we reign in life? This is not a difficult mystery that only scholars can understand. Paul has set forth the principles clearly. First, we continue to receive the abundance of God's grace. Everything we receive from God is by grace, not a result of our striving to be righteous. We need to continually and humbly admit our constant need for the grace of God. We receive this grace daily by faith, by believing God. I want to emphasize, however, that reigning in life is not just a biblical principle or theological concept that we experience by understanding it. We reign in life through Jesus. We receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness by believing Jesus. We reign in life through the indwelling life of Jesus. He lives in us. He rules and reigns in our hearts. However, this is the question we must ask ourselves. Is Jesus ruling in me? Is he my king, sitting on the throne of my heart? This is the key. Let me share a practical example. I don't like it when my wife tells me how to drive. I react quickly and sometimes get angry at her driving advice. I hate to admit this, but it's true. What does victory look like? How can I reign in life with a full-time driving instructor telling me how to drive? I have been driving for more than 55 years, so my pride says, you don't need her advice. My mind tells me that I am right, but that doesn't mean that my heart is right. Reigning in life does not mean convincing my wife that she should not tell me how to drive. Reigning in life doesn't mean that I should strive not to say anything while still being upset inside. Reigning in life means allowing Jesus to rule my heart so that even if she or others say or do things that would normally cause me to react or get angry, I am not controlled or ruled by my selfish nature, but by Christ. We reign in life by allowing Jesus to reign in us. Only Jesus can transform us so that we are not ruled by sin or by self. Winning does not mean defeating another person. Winning means allowing Jesus, who lives in us, to defeat our pride and self-rule. Jesus offers us abundant grace, but that grace does not mean he will solve all our problems apart from himself. We reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ. Abundance of grace comes through our relationship with him. Winning in life, living in victory, and reigning in life all depend on a relationship with Jesus. Thus, I think we should often ask the following questions. How is my relationship with Jesus? Is Jesus ruling me? Is he my king sitting on the throne of my heart? Let's pray. Jesus, we want you to rule and reign in our hearts. Thank you for the promise that we can reign in life through you. We believe you and receive your life today. Transform us by your indwelling life into your image. Amen.